WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. It is National Retirement Planning Week 2019, April 8th through the 12th. Time to sort of lock down what you're doing for retirement. We're happy to have Mark Horner back with us today, president of Fairhaven Wealth Management, to talk a little bit about this and some retirement issues. Mark, good morning. Welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Good to have you back here, and sorry we haven't had you back sooner in our new digs, but welcome.
It's your offices are spectacular, So thanks for having me.
No, you're absolutely welcome, and we love having you here because this is one of the topics that I think a lot of us think about, if not constantly, at least every day, maybe more than that. What is the biggest thing that we should know as we mark this National Retirement Planning Week? Is it that we're not doing a good enough job, or we can do better, or how would you give?
Yeah, I think not doing a good enough job is maybe a little too harsh. Right. I think there's always room for improvement, and so I think the landscape in retirement is constantly changing, and so it's just it's important for people to be talking about issues around retirement. So from very beginning, and the importance of getting started saving early, and the power of compound interest, and then as somebody's approaching retirement a few years out, maybe taking an opportunity to have a practice run at retirement. So I think across the spectrum, starting out or with retirement on the horizon, there are issues to be talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. A practice run at retirement. What would that look like?
So with all humility, I think this is actually an original idea of mine. I've not seen it anywhere
else.
I've
not heard it before. Yeah.
And so the idea that we talk about with our clients is so once you retire and the part actually retire, that you don't really get a second chance to have another run at it. And so because it's such a big decision and a big change in people's lives, why not take some time to actually practice it before you pull the ripcord? And so what that might look like is if somebody's 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement even, and they've got their retirement goal in mind, they think they're going to need an income, whatever the number is per month, let's say it's $5,000. While they are still working, go ahead and try living on that number that you think you're going to need in retirement. And so maybe you set up a separate account, put that $5,000 a month into that account, and live on that money only, and see how that actually feels. So that gives you a chance to adjust. That maybe if your assumptions were a bit too rosy, it gives you a chance to make some changes before you actually pull the ripcord.
Interesting. So I shouldn't ask my boss for a 2 month leave then and just go out and start traveling the world. You didn't mean that.
I did not mean that. What I meant was the actual budget that we think we're going to need to spend in retirement. Let's try that. You got to keep your job, bro.
Right. And this is the thing that really kind of sometimes keeps me awake at night, and that is, we know what the expenses are now. We know but what about 10 years from now,
right,
or 15 years from now? That is, first of all, how do I sleep better at night knowing that I'm preparing for whatever that number is going to be?
Yeah, so you're touching on the, you know, a financial term of inflation, and the, you know, one of the biggies that's going up in cost a lot is healthcare. It's you know, I think very difficult to predict the future. I would say though any sort of written plan. So this is true whether somebody's looking to apply to colleges or map out their career or certainly in retirement. Having written goals greatly improves the likelihood of somebody achieving those goals. So I would say anybody that's got any level of uncomfort with or discomfort with their retirement goals, having a written plan will go a long way towards alleviating some of that discomfort, and then updating it regularly. You know, you mentioned earlier thinking about this every day. You don't need to update your retirement plan every day, but once a year, once every 18 months to do an update, I think is a great discipline.
And I think it's generational too. I think for people like me who are 50 or over, you probably think about retirement a little bit more than, let's say, somebody in their 30s.
Sure.
And the group in their 30s right now, they're just dealing with paycheck to paycheck, aren't they, in terms of how much money not only are they saving for emergencies, but for retirement.
So absolutely. And that's an economic reality. When we all get our first job out of college, we're not making the big bucks yet. And student loans, that's a reality today. And so there are many demands on anybody's month-to-month cash flow. But I think a very important factor to keep in mind is that the power of compound interest cannot be overestimated. And so the starting early towards any financial goal is going to give anybody a massive advantage. And so that means even if it's $10-$20 a month at your first job, getting in the habit early of saving and letting that money really, really work for you, mm-hmm. and then adjusting upward as your career moves along. Maybe you get a raise and you increase that saving. Starting early is critical. So again, my first job out of college, I made $18,000 a year. I completely understand that there are economic realities, but starting early is just something that I would hate to see anybody pass up.
Yeah, and I think if time travel were a real thing, if that were a thing, I would go back and tell my younger self to do that. Because when you, let's say you have a 401k, you don't notice it. You really don't notice it if you're putting away just a little bit, and you know it comes out of your paycheck, you don't even see it. To know that it's gone.
You do not. Yeah. You do not. And it's interesting, your comment about talking about your younger self. So just recently, in Washington, the Senate was holding hearings around retirement preparedness. And Senator Collins from Maine related a personal story. When she first got involved in government in her 30s, she cashed out her 401k plan to buy a car.
Oh, wow.
And she related how, in hindsight, what an awful decision that was, and that she wished she had somebody to talk to about that. And for me, that story was important for a couple of reasons. One is, it was great to hear somebody talk about making mistakes. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. And then also relating that perspective, you know, down the line, looking back on your younger self, you wish you had some financial decisions to make over again.
You know, and I think that hearing that you're talking about, it sort of there was a focus too on women and the special challenges, the financial challenges women are having with retirement planning.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, so that's awfully complicated and a reality. So women in general versus men have longer life expectancies. So that means there's a longer period that they need to plan for in retirement. Women in general have shorter work history, so that impacts their funding sometimes for full funding under Social Security. And then I would say the financial services industry in general, my industry in general, does a pretty poor job of communicating with women. There's study after study where women collectively rank the financial services industry incredibly low, second only to maybe a used car experience.
Wow.
Right, it's pretty. It's embarrassing for my industry, and so I think again it's a variety of issues, but something our industry could do a much better and needs to do a much better job of is making information around financial planning more accessible to everybody, but women in particular.
Mm-hmm. So, National Retirement Planning Week, is there a checklist of things that we can do this week to? I don't want to say celebrate this week, but
right.
Some of the things that we've talked about, are there things that I can go and do today to make sure that I'm on the right track?
Sure. So if your employer has got a company retirement plan, a 401k plan, and you are not and they offer a match of some kind, so the company is putting money into that account on your behalf. If you aren't participating to a level that you are maximizing that match, that should be something that you evaluate today, because of what you're doing, what anybody's doing by not participating up to at least the match amount, is they're effectively declining a raise.
Yeah, throwing away free money.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. So figuring out how to adjust that, how to adjust the budget to be able to participate, to not turn away that free money. And then, you know, there are big numbers get thrown around in retirement, but I think it's important to remember that the little numbers matter too. And so evaluating household expenses and looking for opportunities to shave a few dollars, you know, we all have opportunities to maybe cut out some unnecessary expenses. And it doesn't mean you got to eat mac and cheese at every single at every single meal. So you can strike a balance between, you know, having fun and enjoying your life, but still creating enough extra cash flow to save for retirement.
And before you think about going for the new car with the 401k, maybe think twice or three times about that.
At least have a conversation with a financial planner.
Mark, how can people get a hold of you and have a conversation with you one-on-one about some of these things if they want?
Yeah, so we're building a new office out in Wheaton. So we're going to be relocating from Oak Brook to Wheaton. But the best way to contact us is the information on our website, which is fairhavenwealth.com.
Mark, it's always good talking. I could spend the whole hour talking with you about some of these issues. So come back and join us again sometime.
I'm going to take you up on that, Steve.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mark Horner, president of Fairhaven Wealth Management. Again, the website is fairhavenwealth.com.